Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, here we go. Happy Friday from Denver's Mix 100. JKJ minus the K today. Katie's off because she's picking up her booty call from the airport today. So we'll be checking with Katie Cat a little later, see how she's feeling, if she's excited. I know Josh and I have really enjoyed how quiet it's been in the studio off the air this morning.
A lot more focus today.
Yeah. A lot less drama.
Work getting done. Feels kind of good, actually.
We're so productive.
But we miss you, Katie.
We've solved so many problems.
Pretty much solved world hunger, to be honest.
We've boosted revenues for the radio station.
We're so rich.
We've streamlined production here. It's been fantastic.
Cut out the middleman completely.
Yeah, we've really solved some problems today, so Katie needs to take more days off. But the fun's going to continue, as you can tell, on the show today, especially during our two big contests. 7:30 is Fast Five. It's our fun Think Quick game. Final day for those very popular Hillary Duff tickets up for grab for Fast Five. And then Katie Crush, which is actually going to be Jeremy Crush today.
I'm so excited.
And that'll be at 9 o'clock with some Sarah McLachlan tickets up for grab. So stick around, have some fun with JKJ minus the K. Live and local at Lone Tree, Colorado. Happy Friday, everybody. A lot of people messaging us and calling us saying, how do I get those Hillary Duff tickets?
She's like completely revived her career, and I'm here for it because I was a huge Lizzie McGuire, Duff fan. Back when I was growing up, my sister and I watched her, and hey, my first crush
You're
ever.
You're going to the concert too, aren't you?
I'm going.
Did you get good seats?
So, yes.
You
yes,
did?
Yes.
Like,
I'm
how
so
close?
Excited. We're like 15 rows up, so
shut up.
I hope she like sweats on me or something. I'm super excited.
Like, listen, you're representing the station. Don't make it weird.
We'll do my best.
I love you, Lizzie McGuire.
I was gonna make a sign, and I don't know what I want to make yet, but I want to be like,
you
were the reason I stopped playing with my Tonka trucks. Like,
I started playing with myself.
I love her. Yes, I was just gonna leave it up to the interpretation.
Put that on your sign.
Oh, my God.
And then stand there with your shirt off.
No, I'm not going to do that. You just said don't make it weird for the station.
Yeah, never mind. I changed my mind. Make it weird. Get us some publicity, buddy.
All right, okay. I won't have a job on Monday,
it's fine. As a matter of fact, keep your shirt on and take your pants off. Just stand there with no pants on.
Deal. I will do that.
This is the best concert of my life.
Said picks. You'll see how excited I am.
Oh, so good.
You.
All right, well, you'll get a chance to win those tickets, 7:30 today with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. And then coming up right around 6:40, 6:45 when we do our hype, I'll tell you guys how you can maybe snag an additional pair of Hillary Duff tickets by following us on the socials.
Heck
we'll
yeah.
give you the deets on that. It's time for a little sports action. I got a couple quick stories really quick. Netflix is launching a multiplayer mini golf video game tied to a couple of their big shows, Stranger Things and Squid Games Mini Golf, from the comfort of your couch. It comes out the 28th. It's going to be available for Netflix subscribers at no additional cost. They say it's compatible on most TVs and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they're describing it as a mix of mini golf and pinball. It's going to have more than 60 levels set in the worlds of Stranger Things, Squid Games. Oh, and Bridgerton, apparently.
I'm into that.
So says the story. I like Bridgerton.
That's cool. I've never seen Bridgerton, but Squid Games and Stranger Things, I'm into that. I like that.
I like the Stranger Things one.
Yeah.
For sure. So anyway, that's coming to Netflix. And then the only other thing I have is this story about Shaq, which I saw the pictures this morning. I should probably post them on our Facebook. They're pretty funny. Shaq,
hey, what's up?
Was spotted cruising some lake in Texas in a 1964 Chevy Impala boat. It was custom built for him. It's the world's first of a kind. Anyway, it looks like an old Impala car zipping around the lake, but it's a boat with Shaq in the back.
He is so bored.
Yeah, that's somebody that has way too much money.
Way too much.
And he's like, I need a boat.
Good for him, though. Whatever. He's got that cricket money, right?
Love it or hate it, says this story. You can't say you've ever seen anything like this, and it's true. So if you guys want to Google Shaq's new boat, it'll give you a laugh.
He's going to use that one time.
Probably. Yeah. He's like, never mind, I'm still on
it. I'm good. I'm going to Walmart.
What else you got?
Well, the heavens have opened up, and you, Jeremy, especially can celebrate, because this will officially be the last time that I'm talking about the FIFA World Cup.
Yeah! No Woo-hoo! More FIFA! Hold on. Here we go.
There it is.
I just want to celebrate.
It is officially coming to an end this Sunday as the defending champs, Argentina, take on European champion Spain. That is this Sunday in the finale.
Game.
And it is going to be a good game. But one thing they're doing is during the halftime, they're kind of doing a Super Bowl style halftime show. And why couldn't they just make it 10 minutes? I don't know why. It's an 11-minute landmark halftime show with Madonna, Shakira, BTS, Chris Martin of Coldplay. And the Biebs.
It's Beaver's going to be
Justin
there?
Bieber is making an appearance.
Up? What's up, soccer
So
fans?
That's interesting in and of itself. That's kind of cool.
This
but...
is so FIFA, though, because this has gone on for 6 months, all these games. So the closing ceremony is going to go on for 4 days, probably.
You're right. You're right. It's going to feel like it, for sure.
It starts on Sunday.
It ends on Thursday.
It ends on Thursday.
All the hype surrounding FIFA and everything, though, 2,000 people were interviewed and asked if they feel like they could score a goal on a World Cup penalty kick. And about 30% said yes. Do you think you could? It's a big goal.
I played soccer. I played, youth soccer.
Oh,
it's
totally
not
could,
little
then.
League soccer.
You
it's
totally
youth
could.
Soccer for about 5 years as a kid.
You just got to do the fake.
Fake and you got to put the spin on it.
Okay.
You got to put the spin.
Jab and spin. Okay, so you're one of the
30%.
Jab and spin. You're one of the 30% then.
Oh, yeah, all day long.
Oh, good God. I'm not. I don't think I could score on them.
You got to put the spin on.
Spin.
Okay. Spin. Jab and spin. Jab and spin is what it's all about.
Good
yeah,
Lord.
I probably could.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to hear it's wrapping up, though.
It is. Sunday, you're done, dude. You're done.
Good God,
finally. No more.
Let's dive into it. First things first, the biggest trending thing this morning are these Hillary Duff tickets. She's going to be at Red Rocks. When is that, tonight or tomorrow?
Hillary
Monday?
Duff?
Yeah.
Oh, she'll be Monday.
Monday. Okay, so yep. Monday night at Red Rocks. Everybody's trying to snag these. I've already had people messaging us on the text line saying, hey, how do I win these during Fast Five? So, yes, 7:30, we'll have a pair up for grabs. And we've got an additional pair of Hillary Duff tickets we're going to be giving away. All you have to do is follow us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. And it's at Mix100 Denver, believe it or not, on both of those. So follow us and then tag a friend. And you're automatically entered then into the running to get these tickets. And if you're a massive Hillary Duff fan, we've also got an additional bonus prize. All you have to do is sign up to be a Mix VIP at Mix100.com, where you can get our email blasts and stay up to date. And by signing up to be a Mix VIP, you will be entered to win that Hillary Duff vinyl. So quite a few ways to get your Duff on with JKJ and Mix 100. Good luck, everybody. From Shaq and his Impala boat to Kim Kardashian, who just purchased a 1973 Ford Bronco to use at her summer house in Idaho. Oh, rich people problems. What did she pay for this old Bronco? $285,000.
What?
It is not a junker. It is a completely remodeled and restored Bronco. It's one of those resto mods, which I really like. It looks classic on the outside, and then inside it's got, massaging seats, full heat, full air.
Whole nine yards.
All new suspension, modern engines, all that.
How ironic is it that a Kardashian is now getting a Bronco again with the whole, OJ thing? And I'm like, they got the Bronco.
You know what? Huh. I wonder if that was done on purpose.
I bet it was.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah, there's a major connection there.
I didn't even think about that. That's funny. Well, anyway, $285,000 for this Bronco. I had a 67 Bronco.
Did you really? I didn't know
many
that.
Years ago, and I kind of restored it, and then I ended up flipping it and selling it on eBay.
How much? $287,000?
No. No, not that
out.
Much at all. But I loved that little Bronco so much, and I actually cried when the flatbed came and picked it up and towed it off and sent it to its new owner. That Knick Knack reached out to the new owner and said, hey, can you pop the emblem off the side and mail it back to me? I'll buy you a brand new emblem and send it to you. We'll do a little flip-flop.
That's a good wife right there.
And the guy did. And I've got it in a little shadow box thing hanging on my wall in my office.
That
to this
is so
day.
Cool. Good wife, man.
That was a wife win right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, seriously.
For sure.
You can never break up with her.
You're right. You know what? I was thinking about it, too.
You were, but then you see the emblem.
I was like, oh, good lady. There's a school district in New York that's hired a full-on humanoid robot named Sally, programmed to provide learning support for students and educators. Going to have a lifelike appearance with silicone skin, brown hair, and she's going to be just in a seated position behind a desk at all times. She's got a wide range of upper body movements and facial expressions. She won't say your kids' names. She just is going to assign numbers to them, but the kids can wander up and ask Sally questions. Creeper alert.
Yeah.
So weird.
I don't like that. And what,
me
she's going to be like, oh, hello, student 59.
That's
how
exactly
are you?
What it is. Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4. Or hello, 11, like Stranger Things.
Of course. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't think I like that. I bet the teachers there don't like that either.
Not at all.
They're like, you're training this robot to replace us.
Plus, with everything that AI is going through right now and people being like, it doesn't ever actually help you. It really just kind of reinforces your thought process.
Yeah.
What is that thing going to do?
I don't know.
I don't like it.
You know what I love watching, though? I'm wondering if it's going to malfunction. Have you seen the latest one where there was a robot in, like, a Chinese food restaurant with the wok?
Mm-hmm.
And he starts beating the crap out of the wok and going crazy and throwing things everywhere?
It's
going
to pick up a toddler.
It
it's
going to pick up a kid!
A first grader and fling him around.
Goodbye, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, real quick, I got to change this music for the last one here. Josh, this is for you since you're such a Star Wars dork. The Luke Skywalker lightsaber that he used in The Empire Strikes Back during the face-off with Darth Vader.
Okay, so the one he lost with his hand.
The one where his hand gets chopped off. Okay. Sorry, spoiler alert, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that lightsaber just sold at auction for $3.75 million.
Oh, they barely outbid me. Barely.
They barely outbid the last lightsaber that sold for $3.6. This one went for $3.7, but some nerd out there has a really, really coveted movie prop
it's
right now.
It's a massive collection. Good for that person.
That's a pretty cool lightsaber to have. So
that's awesome.
You got anything else for local stuff?
Yeah,
for me?
You know what? Going from buying a lightsaber to trying to buy some things on Facebook Marketplace, around Denver, Jeremy, it has been really, really dangerous. A man was robbed last night at gunpoint in Centennial. So this isn't even like, you know, way out there in the boonies. This is right near you and I. Hmm. He said that he tried to go buy gold from someone off of Facebook Marketplace.
Seems legit.
Well, he brought $5,000 cash with him, and he said when he was met there, he was hit in the face with the muzzle of a gun and robbed right there. And then he said not only did they were about to leave, they came back and then took his wallet on top of everything. And that is all
on top
of...
Way to kick a guy when he's down.
I know. First of all, he's like, you want the wallet too? Just take it. But that all falls on top of a woman who was basically robbed 2 days ago, and her car was stolen. And this was all her trying to sell her car on Facebook Marketplace.
This is scary stuff.
Just be careful and don't go alone. I don't care if you're a guy or
a
girl.
You know, I sold a vehicle on Facebook Marketplace. Luckily, it went very smooth, but I did like a lot of social media stalking before I met up with the person.
Well,
and
where did you meet him too?
It was a dark alley, if I recall.
Smart man.
No, I don't remember. I think it was like a Walmart or something.
Okay, but it was a public place,
probably
right?
Not the best on my part. Well, they've got those spots, too, where you can go roll up like outside a sheriff's office or a police station, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Those designated online shopping spots, so you can go outside a cop's place and a
That's
police station.
Smart.
Not a cop's place.
Neither one of those people did that, so.
Yeah, do that.
Do that. That's much better. Just be safe. Dave & Buster's is now moving on to become Rave & Buster's in Colorado on August 26th. It is going to be an adults-only event where you can play all the arcade games, but it goes into a much deeper nightlife experience. There's going to be booze and alcohol, electronic, EDM music going on. I kind of like this. I'm not a huge EDM fan, but I do like Dave & Buster's, and I like that they're kind of reaching out for a more adult theme night as opposed
to
just
laser
having...
tag?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like there's going to be a groping situation here.
Well, we don't need to ruin it. No, I was excited.
But it might be kind of what you're into, kind of what you're expecting, you know?
Laser tag? What laser tag?
Well,
do
in
you
an
play?
Adult night laser tag, somebody's gonna get
under the black light.
Yes. Be under the black light.
Somebody's gonna be getting their booty pinched.
Right. Do we got time for one more?
Give me one more, real quick.
Perfect. Yeah. So there was a brush fire that happened in the South Metro area around Highlands Ranch. And they got it under control pretty quickly. Douglas County firefighters took it on, and they said they got it under control. They had to evacuate 5 houses, but none of those houses were destroyed at all, which is really good. And they said it all came down to several squirrels that came in contact with a power line.
What?
It was the squirrels, Jeremy.
Jerks.
I know. What the heck?
What did they do? Just chew through the power line and it dropped down? And
they just said it came in contact. And look, it's so dry here lately. I mean, any little spark could have ignited it. But it was the stupid squirrels,
maybe,
man.
They were roasting their nuts up there on the electricity.
Oh, those chestnuts were roasting.
The only other horrific scenario is maybe they were climbing the power lines, got zapped, maybe caught on fire, and then dropped down into the brush.
They reached out to the squirrels, and they had no comment.
No comment, because they were cooked.
They were fried.
There you go. You're up to date. JKJ makes 100. Well, if you haven't noticed by now, Katie Cat is not here today. She's going to be heading out to the airport to pick up her Chicago booty
lover.
So we thought we would call her and just get kind of an update. Hi, Katie Cat.
Hey, guys.
Hey, girl. What are you doing right now?
Hey. I am sitting on my bed, just being a little anxious, like getting ready to get in the shower. And it's just like, it's here. The day is here. And I'm a little nervous about it.
This is going to be big for you because you're really excited to see this guy, aren't you?
I am. I love him. Like, yeah. I love him.
Wow.
So.
We're saying that.
We love him.
I know. You
love him. But
I love him.
All right. So what's the plan for the rest of your morning then?
So as far as I know, I'm going to pick him up at the airport. We're going to come back to my house, and that's just, I don't know.
Shag.
There's really no plan other than to just hang out, quote unquote. No, we may go get some like lunch and catch up.
Really?
Sure.
At what point do you feel that the shagging will commence?
Probably
the rest stop past DIA.
I know, right?
They're gonna pull over at the park and ride somewhere and shag.
Listen,
what?
It's been a minute, guys. So just
what,
saying, like,
what color are your panties today?
Oh,
I don't even know yet.
You don't
I haven't
know?
Even made it
you,
that far.
You haven't like, thought about it?
Listen, now I realize that I probably should have, but no, I didn't think about that.
How is Jeremy more prepared than you are for
I
his
know.
Arrival?
Like, that would be, like, the number one thing, right? Like, how hot am I going to look today?
Well, yeah, but I know I'm going to wear a dress and heels to pick him up, so I know
Ooh,
that much.
Wow, okay.
Gosh, yeah, I really should have thought of that other part. Huh?
Are you making a sign?
Yeah. Do you have a sign ready?
I didn't make a sign because, like, you know how it is about, especially the arrivals part out at DIA, they push you out of that stuff like, you know, everything's on fire. They're like, get out, no parking, no waiting. And so that's why I didn't make a sign because I can't, like, go inside and wait for him. I have to be outside. So it's just going to be me. I hope I'm a good enough of a sign.
Yeah. Like, here I am.
Take me.
Take me now.
Yeah. No, let's just go behind the bush right here.
Lord. Well, we're excited to hear how this goes for you this morning because the anticipation is killing me. I'll tell you that much.
Me too. Yay! Oh, my God.
So let's check in with you a little bit later to see if there's any updates, all right, on the panties situation.
Okay. I'll have an answer by then, okay?
Right,
I'm going to jump in the shower.
All right, go get in the shower.
Don't fall.
All right,
thanks,
bye.
Guys.
Okay, bye. Oh, my goodness.
She's so
really
prepared.
Really?
What?
You know she's lying. She's got a pair.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, it's a fun Friday with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Just Jeremy and Josh today, though. The boys are holding down the fort, having some fun. I have got something here for you guys that I am hoping brings a big old smile to your face this Friday. Josh, you don't know what I put together last night, but I'm going to play it for you here in just a second.
Okay.
But
I'm intrigued.
Before I do, there's another story out this morning, again, on the diarrhea lettuce.
Oh, no. It's
now,
a saga.
They are officially saying you got to stay away from the bagged lettuce and salad kits. A lot of sources are saying that could be, a lot of officials are saying that could be the source of a lot of these parasites is sitting in that bagged lettuce, which I'm always leery of anyway, reading the side of those that says it's pre-washed. I don't always trust that. I still wash it.
You should.
But be careful of the lettuce out there. And now they're saying even fresh herbs like basil and cilantro have been culprits in past outbreaks. So it makes sense to be cautious of those now as well. And berries. They're saying that berries is a little farther down the list. But there could be some sort of cross-contamination somewhere. So rub your berries with a lot of water. Before you eat them.
So it's just everything. Everything that's healthy.
Well, they say some fruits and veggies might be okay, including bananas, whole unpeeled melons, avocados.
Well, that's because they have the shell, right?
They got a shell,
like,
right?
The outer shell.
It's a force field. Anyway, you still should probably wash those off, too, in case the parasites are on the shell. And canned or frozen fruits and vegetables, probably okay.
Okay.
But anyway, the main concern is this diarrhea, diarrhea lettuce, the diarrhea parasite, where the diarrhea comes on unexpectedly and it's explosive and it can happen at any moment. And I've seen so many people talking about this online, praying that they don't get this illness because they've got stuff going on at work or their kids, camps, various things. And they're like, please don't let me get this, God, because I don't want to have the poopy pants. So, I think we need to pray about this, Josh.
Okay.
And I reached out to my congregation.
Okay.
Pastor Romain.
Okay.
Actually. And I said, Pastor, let us pray. Get it?
I love this.
Let
I know where this
pray.
Is going.
So, let's all take a moment and pray.
Fold your hands.
And sing about it. Here we
Can
go.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get a bathroom? They said, eat your veggies, son, they'll put you on the way. Now the whole congregation's singing. Let us pray, that we don't get diarrhea at the movie today. Oh, Lord. Let us pray, that we don't get diarrhea in the all-staff meeting Monday. Have mercy. First date,
amen.
At the dentist,
amen.
And on a long elevator ride,
oh Lord, keep our stomachs peaceful, our cheeks unclenched,
and every restroom within sprinting distance.
Let's pray, let's pray.
At a wedding when they say speak now, don't let it be that way.
Let's pray, let's pray.
On a packed airplane sitting in the middle seat today.
Woo! Let us pray, let us pray.
While the boss is giving raises and there's nowhere we can stray.
Let us pray, let us pray.
That this parasite moves on and our dignity can stay. Now clap your hands.
Wash your legs.
Oh, oh, know where the bathrooms are. And
I got to give Wendy's some love because I am an ice cream slut. We've talked about this on the air. Wendy's is going to be celebrating National Ice Cream Day, which I believe is on Sunday, with Dollar Frosties.
Oh, I love when they do that.
Me too!
Okay, vanilla or chocolate?
Oh, chocolate.
Okay, thank God, first of all.
Don't be an idiot.
Frosty or no? Fries?
Well,
I'm cool with it. I hate to say it.
I'm trying to be better, so okay. No.
Okay, all right. But you don't hate
there.
The taste.
No. Okay, I've done the whole dip in the fries in
good.
There. Now I'll just dip my fingers in it.
Oh,
that's
you
it.
Poor guy.
Anyway, there's all sorts of things you got to jump through to get this deal, like on their app and stuff. But once you make it happen. Dollar Frosties on Sunday from Wendy's. Today is World Emoji Day. Yay!
Happy emoji!
Eggplant peach!
Oh, okay.
Everyone around the world is celebrating today. I will say that they have 9 new emojis that are going to be released onto your phones. There's a cracked smiley face. I'm not really
sure. What is that?
I guess that's like, I'm fine, but I'm not fine, maybe.
Okay.
It's like, if I don't know.
You're wearing a mask.
Quick, name one that I'll never use.
Yeah.
A net with a handle.
Okay.
Represents the process of catching or pulling something out of the digital ether.
I would
never use
that,
either.
One.
A monarch butterfly.
Okay. I thought they already had one.
It matches my tramp stamp.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. A meteor. 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 Meteor.
Sure.
A meteor.
Meteor.
A space rock. a pickle.
Oh,
which,
I think it's time. Yeah.
Control yourself. They say it's going to be mostly for people that are into pickleball. So they'll be using that. A lighthouse. It's a lighthouse.
Sure.
You're my guiding light, lighthouse. And an eraser, maybe for a situation that you'd like to erase, like a dumb text message that you sent at 2 a.m. or something. You throw the eraser up there.
I thought we had a lot of these already.
I don't know. All right. You know what? I'm a grown-up. I don't use a lot of these.
That's fair. Very valid. Yeah.
And I can't tell you enough. I've complained about this on the air. When the emojis come through on the corporate email, there is something about that that just irritates me. I'm like, this is a place of business.
It's a little childish.
I don't need smiley guy with sunglasses on, you know, letting me know my PTO is approved.
Have fun, sunglasses guy.
I don't need a thumbs up. Just say, approved. I don't like the emojis in the corporate world. And I've noticed you can just like emails now and heart them or do the little celebration one.
I'm okay with that.
I don't like that either.
Oh, really?
This isn't a text. This is... And a lot of times I don't catch those, so I'll go in, and I'm like, why didn't so-and-so reply? Why didn't so-and-so say something about this? And then on the side, it shows that there's 15 likes that I missed.
They need to make it more obvious, for sure.
I'm sorry. I sound old right now, but it's like, this is a place of business. All right, one final thing I have for you, then I'm going to toss it to you, Josh. But,
okay.
A Labrador dog was airlifted from the tallest mountain in Scotland recently after accidentally consuming the pot weed during a family hike. I guess he wandered off and ended up like at the top of this peak.
I'm just going to go for a walk, man. I'm just going to go for a walk. And then he got up there. He's like, it's too high.
It's so hot.
It's so high, bro.
So dog got into some pot weed somehow and went for a hike.
Dude was, I mean,
he went on a spiritual journey.
That's a typical Colorado Tuesday.
Anyway, the family found him. Heavy rain prevented the family from carrying down this giant dog. So they had to airlift him. They had to bring in a helicopter to airlift the stoned Labrador.
Poor guy.
Off a peak in Scotland.
I'm stoned and I'm wet.
You know, he was like, whoa.
What's happening? It's rain from the sky.
I'm sitting in the clouds.
He had a good day.
So good.
He had a good day.
All right, so off the air, Josh was teasing me that I am leading the charge in a trend with Gen Zers right now. What is this?
Dude, you're a trailblazer. You're the guy that has started this fad, right? And you are going to be so happy. So Gen Zers, they love the nostalgia, and they are finally bringing back 90s fashion in a massive way. They are now going to start bringing back the Casio wristwatch, Jeremy.
Look at this.
They have started saying that they don't like the digital watches of the new age.
So like we're the iWatches and stuff.
iWatches. We're talking the Android watches, the ones that track you wherever you go. They want to go back to the 90s. They want to start feeling like, hey, we're not being watched everywhere.
Yes.
Emphasis on watch. Here comes the Casio. And the top two sellers right now are the ones that you have. So it's the silver.
And the gold.
The silver AW1 or whatever it is. And then the gold. Yeah. And
I think
then
it's the F91W.
Yes, that one, whatever. The letters and numbers, that one. And then the third best-selling one is the calculator wristwatch.
Okay, so backstory. I have picked up these Casio watches. It's the old-school ones from the 80s and 90s. I got the silver one because I'm a retro vintage dork, so I thought it would just be funny to wear it around. And then for Father's Day, my wife got me the gold Casio digital with the little button that you hold down on the side and it lights up.
And it looks good. It looks good.
On my short list is I want the one with the calculator on it.
Just get it.
That we all had
in the
90s.
Dude, it's like $40.
But the Z, the problem is now is that I was just kind of doing this to be silly and have these dorky watches. But now the Zers are glomming onto it and it's like, it's cool for them, you know?
But it's okay because
so now it's just like I'm a
it.
Poser and I'm trying hard.
Well, you can say I did it first. You were the trendsetter on this. I mean, you loved it so much. You've had these for, I will vouch, you've had them for months.
I love wearing them out.
You look good in them.
I even had a guy at the Comedy Works be like, well, that's a fancy watch. I'm like, yeah, it's a Casio.
He said fancy?
Sir, it's a
$35.
Casio. Get ready to be sweaty again today. It's another 90-degree day in the Mile High City. I was listening to the weather dork on TV there, and he was saying that over the past, he did 16 days, because we don't know what today's going to end up like, but over the past 16 days, 14 of them have been up in the mid-90s. So definitely a hot July, but then he was also like, reminder though, this is July, so kind of normal.
Should be like that, yeah.
It's going to be hot.
We just like to complain.
Yeah, we really do.
No matter what.
I'm shocked by these temperatures right now.
Really? July and the summer? Okay.
Yeah, I can't believe it. So anyway, another 90-something degree day today. So
that's all right.
Wear shorts to work today. Skip the pantsuit. Scored some major points with my wife last night. She came home. And she had just gotten her hairs did.
Oh.
And she went and saw a new stylist. I'm a new stylist. Hi, nice to meet
you. That's a big deal for women. That's a huge deal.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Switching and seeing somebody new for, you know, for the heck of it. And her hair looked phenomenal last night. Really.
What'd she do? Just cut and color?
Yes,
or?
She didn't go as blonde, but yes, cut and color.
Okay.
And, you know, she came rolling in. And I didn't even hesitate. I said, wow. Wow, I think is even the word I used. You look incredible.
Oh, good husband. Good husband points right there.
She didn't even have to say nothing to nobody. Like, wow, you look really good. And she's not going as blonde anymore.
It's the honey butter now or whatever
they call it. Well, you're a honey butter.
Well, there's platinum, right?
Yeah, that's like blonde, right? Listen to us trying to figure it out.
I don't know.
It's a darker, more natural blonde. It's a little darker underneath. It's just, it goes, oh, this is going to sound bad, but it goes better with her age now. I don't think she's a platinum blonde anymore.
There's a pretty hard cutoff there, I will say.
I think it's time, honey, if you're listening, it's time. And I told her that last night. I was like, I like the little bit of a darker, more natural look than, you know, blonde
right
babe.
In your face, yeah.
Blonde babe that is in her 20s. But she looked really good, and I didn't even hesitate. I was like, wow. So that really made her feel good last night. But, I mean, are you at the point with your girlfriend, you guys have been together for like 6 months now or something, right?
Yeah, a little over.
Where she is always asking you, like, how do I look in this? How does my hair look? Like, constantly looking for the validation of how she looks.
Thank you for bringing this up. Yes, and the funny thing about this is it is almost always with outfits. I can tell when she gets a haircut or something like that, or she has such dark hair that I can tell when she does something and switches up there.
Yeah.
But when it comes to outfits and what she wears, I've explained to her 1,000 times that I'm like pretty severely colorblind here. So when she's asking me like, hey, do you think this goes good with my skin tone? Or even her nails, Jeremy. Nails too.
Yeah.
Does it match my skin tone? Does this look good on me? I always think she looks good, but in terms of like matching an outfit together, I'm like, I have no freaking clue. I have no idea. I don't know.
Honestly,
if they go
I love
together.
Those brown pants. Well, they're green.
That's exactly. And I'm like, I have no clue. And then it doesn't even matter what I tell her. This is the kicker. It does not even matter what I tell her because I will say, I love that black dress.
Yep.
And she goes, well, I like the white one better. And then
Preach
she does
it.
Her own thing.
Preach it. That is. Infuriating.
Infuriating.
Use your words, Jerry. As a boyfriend and as a husband.
It doesn't matter what I say.
When she holds up two outfits and you're like, damn, I love the one on the left.
Yep.
You look smoking hot in that. She's like, great, the right one it is.
Yep. And she'll come out 5 minutes later from the closet in the dress you said no to.
No, don't wear that one.
And you're like, oh, okay, I guess nothing I say matters at all. Thank you very much.
Why did you even bother asking?
Don't even talk to me.
Oh, relationships.
Love you, though. Love you.
But, honey, your hair looks great.
Beautiful.
And Princess Pilot, you look hot today, too.
Five.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We're going fast with that one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
It is time to play Fast Five. Let's get it on. Let's have some fun on a Friday edition. A Fast Five. If you'd like to call in and play and you've never played before, 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1649. All brought to you by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Hi, Bally's. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, find out what you are doing this weekend. Then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. And within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? You want to have some fun? 303-691-1649 will get you here in the Mix 100 studios. Some topics I've used before. Let me give you some examples. Maybe like food that you'd find in a carnival. Reasons your neighbor might complain. Things that you should never put in your microwave. Apps, phone apps, starting with the letter B. Topics are all over the place. You never know what you're going to get, but that's kind of the charm of the game. You might be an expert or you might be getting a stumper. But you got to call in and play. 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1649. Now, here's the big news. Today is the final day to win a pair of tickets to go see Hillary Duff. She'll be in town on Monday at Red Rocks. This, I'm telling you, is a hot ticket right now. A lot of people want these tickets. So try to call in and play. 303-691-1649. That'll get you in the studios for Fast Five. Now, if you get placed on hold, don't hang up. Josh is in the next room quickly working through all these phone lines. Trying to get you guys all set up. Let's see who came in first. Looks like Kirsten. Is it Kirsten?
Yes, it is. It's Kirsten.
Hi, Kirsten. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
What are you doing this weekend? Impress me with your plans.
I'm hopefully getting ready for a Hillary Duff concert.
Hey-oh! Picking out your outfit.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, let me ask you, you're getting a pair of tickets, so who would you take with you?
My friend Barb. Who also wanted to go. We were trying to get tickets, but they're so expensive.
Oh, yeah. We're hooking people up here. This is what we do at Mix.
Fingers crossed.
All right. I got a movie one for you. I know you guys hate the movie ones. Okay, no cheating and no help, all right?
That sounds good.
Okay. In 10 seconds, give me five movies starring the delightful Alicia Silverstone. Go.
Clueless.
Yep.
The Bourne Identity.
Oh no! Barb is going to be so disappointed in you.
I know.
Yeah, she was in The Crush, Batman and Robin, Blast from the Past,
oh, Batman and Robin,
and many more. So, well, it was really nice talking to you. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Rose on the line. Hi, beautiful Rose. Rose.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Sorry.
That's all right. What are you doing right now?
I was driving, but I'm going to pull over because I need to be very concentrated.
Yeah, you got to focus.
I got to really focus.
Is it just you in the car?
No, it's me and like all these kids, but yeah.
Are you related or do you know them or is it just a bunch of random kids that hitched a ride?
No, they're my kids.
All right. Give them a shout out. Who you got with you?
Oh, my God. Can I put you on speaker really quick so I can say hi?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Girls, say hi. This is Angelina, Caleb, and Sophia. Say hi, girls.
Hi.
Hi, kiddos.
Oh, hi.
Hey, you. You be nice to your mom, all right?
Yeah. And the little baby Caleb, his name is Caleb, and he's not being kind to his mother.
He's not? What a mean little baby that kid is.
He is scratching the people.
He's a scratcher?
Yes.
Well, it's better than being a biter. At least he's not biting anybody.
Yeah. But he doesn't have teeth yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay. Well, you keep an eye on him today, all right? Keep him in line.
Okay.
Okay. All right, then. Nice meeting you. Put your mom back on the phone.
Okay, I'm here. Yeah, because if not, you'd be there all day.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking to this kid for like 45 minutes.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, you got some sweet kiddos there in the car, Rose.
Thank
very
you.
Cute. Very, very cute.
Thank you.
All right. Do you travel? Do you like traveling?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, all right. Well, in 10 seconds, I need you to give me the names of 5 different cruise lines. Go.
Disney Cruise Line, the Caribbean Cruise Line, Norwegian yep. Cruise Line.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hurry.
Oh, no.
Hurry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Celebrity Cruises, Princess Cruises, and I think Virgin does one too, don't they? Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. You were freaking out right there, weren't you? Like I could
I know.
I could feel it.
Yes, I was like sweating.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Rose,
it
was nice talking to you and the kids. You have a super dupes weekend.
Yes, you too. Thank you guys.
All right, see you later. How great was she? Oh, what do I have next here? Who do we got? Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm super dupes. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah? Impress me with your weekend plans.
I'm going to be working, unfortunately.
Oh, barf. What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, that's all right, though. You're a good human. You're helping people. You are help. What type of nurse?
I'm an orthopedic nurse.
Oh, very good. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
What do you do for fun?
I just hang out with my kids and read books.
Well, that's nothing wrong with that. It's cheap.
Yeah.
It's not expensive.
Yes, first of all, it is.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. I've got a few of these again that came in from a lot of our listeners. I think I'm going to stay on the roll here of working through the alphabet with this one, though. Your letter is V, like a van. V. In 10 seconds, I need no cheating, no help, okay?
Okay.
I need 5 apps on your phone that start with the letter V. Go.
Oh, Venmo.
Yep.
I can't think of anything.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to get this.
Oh, no. Voice memo, Verizon, and a few more. I might reuse that one, so I'll hold on to it. Well, darn it.
Dang it.
Well, thank you for doing what you do, and I appreciate you calling in and having a good time with us.
All right, thanks for letting me play. Thanks.
All right,
bye.
Bye, Elizabeth. Oh, man. Marky Mark, is this Mark?
Hey, Jeremy. Hi, guys. Calling back.
You're calling back. I don't know what that means, but or did you play
Hillary
before?
Hillary Duff fan from yesterday.
You're a Hillary Duff fan. Excellent. Well, thanks for calling, buddy. What are you doing this weekend?
Working.
You're working. What do you do, Mark?
I work for Major League Baseball.
You work for the MLB?
I do.
Doing what?
Depends. There's a lot of different things. Rockies are out of town, though. No, we're playing the Reds this weekend.
Are you the mascot? Are you Dinger?
I am not Dinger, but I know Dinger really well.
Oh, really? You guys, like, hang out? Go to the movies together?
Not necessarily hang out, but I know Dinger.
All right. I want to know what else you do. Do you go out and, like, smooth out
I go to a lot of concerts.
Okay.
I read a lot.
Okay.
And I know random things like Katie does.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a well-rounded guy, so we'll see how you do here with Fast Five. Are you good with geography?
Kind of, sort of.
We'll see how you do in 10 seconds. I need 5 U.S. states that border the Pacific Ocean. Go!
Oh, California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho.
Nope.
No, Pacific.
Ah, time's up. You forgot Hawaii and Alaska were the last two. Oh,
I never think about those two.
Nobody ever does, darn it. Well, nice try, buddy. You have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye. Oh, darn it. I thought for sure that was going to be the winner today. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Impress me.
Oh, I'm supposed to go see the new Odyssey movie.
I can't hear you. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
I'm supposed to go see the new Odyssey movie.
Oh, with Matt Damon. Or can you hear me, Victoria? And I think we lost Victoria. Haley. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
There, you're loud and clear. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. I'm just going to work, actually.
Okay, make that money. What do I have for you? Okay, let's talk about sleep. You like sleeping?
Yeah. I wish I could sleep right now.
No joke. I'm with you. In 10 seconds, I need 5 different mattress brands. Go!
Okay, we're going to do... Purple. We're going to do Nectar. We're going to do...
Time's up.
Oh, man.
That
was actually pretty hard.
I know, right? Until you start thinking of the biggies like Tempur-Pedic and Sealy and Serta. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Are we going to get a winner today? Carlo!
Hi, how's it going?
Well, I'm super dupes, buddy. I'm getting to the point where I'm really scratching my head here. Are we going to get a winner or not?
Let's hope.
I got to get rid of these Hillary Duff tickets. You want to go see her?
Yeah, let's do it.
Who would you take with you?
I would take my wife.
Your wife?
My wife. You know, she's a big fan. Grew up with them.
Good. Well, that would be a perfect little date night for you two lovers.
Yeah, for sure.
This one, you could go early and make out in the parking lot, you know?
That's the plan, usually.
That's the plan. You get tanked in the parking lot and make out.
Wow, for sure.
All right, I got a subjective one. I love these because they're fun, and I never know what you guys are going to say. In 10 seconds, I need 5 reasons you might be sent to the principal's office. Go!
Late, you go, you do a prank, you...
Come on. You didn't get it, Carlo. No making out for you.
I guess not this time.
All right, go live your life. Get out of here.
Hey, appreciate it.
Bye.
You guys have a good one.
Oh, my God! Michelle!
Good morning.
What is happening today?
Nothing. Just working.
Well, what is happening on the show here? Nobody can win this goofy game.
Yeah, I'm hoping to win these. These aren't even for me. My daughter wants to go, so.
Oh, that's very nice
to win them
of
for
you.
Her.
All right. Well, this one might sound familiar. Are you ready?
Sure.
10 seconds. I need 5 reasons you might be sent to the principal's office. Go!
Biting, pulling the hair, hitting the teacher, throwing a pencil, chewing gum, and putting them under your seat.
Yeah. I feel like you did all of those in school, huh?
Sure. Yep, I sure did.
You seem like a hair
sure
puller.
Sure did.
Yeah.
I am. I love to pull hair.
I bet you do. Michelle, what are you supposed to say to me when you win Fast Five?
Jeremy, can you play the Winnie Win sound?
Yes, ma'am. You got her done. You are going to have one very happy daughter, Michelle.
Yes, I will.
Yes. You bank these points that you are earning with her, too, and you make her do some chores or something for you.
She's actually grown, lives out on
care.
Her own. And
I don't care.
Time at work.
Don't care.
I'll have her buy me a Starbucks or something.
There you go. And then have her come to your house and clean it.
There you go.
Yes,
exactly.
Hey, Michelle, congratulations. You have a great weekend. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh will come back and tell you all about your prize, all right?
You as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. And that's how we get her done.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What do you know about crawdads? Do you know anything about crawdads?
I know that I had one crawdad or crawfish. Is that the same thing? Crawfish boil in
you bet.
Texas when I lived there, and
probably.
They were disgusting.
Okay.
They're bottom feeders. They don't taste good.
Okay. I don't know anything about them. And we have like this little, it's like a lake in our neighborhood. It's like, I don't know what it is, a mile around, mile and a half. And then there's a storm drain that comes out of the mountain into the lake. And all the crawdads hang out there. And they come zipping down the storm drain.
I didn't even know we had them in Colorado.
Yeah. Oh. So he was out there last night with a buddy and a flashlight and a Home Depot bucket. And they had... The bucket was topped off with the crawdads.
We have that many?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, what? What are you doing? And I guess he's been out there and he's been catching them and releasing them. But the other day, I wasn't aware of this, he caught a bunch with a buddy, took them to my neighbor's house, and they cooked them and ate them.
No. Is he okay?
I mean, there hasn't been any sickness or anything in the house.
Yet.
But Can you get worms?
Sewer drainage crawdads?
He's eating sewer crawdads.
That's disgusting.
That's what I'm thinking.
Teenage boy thing to do, too.
Okay, so on one hand, I'm like, this is rad. He's out getting crawdads out of a storm drain, living his best life, right?
He's and not then, on the Xbox.
On the other hand, yeah, he's not on a tablet, you know. And on the other hand, I'm like, you're eating sewer. They're like rats almost to me.
That just gave me the shit. Like, that's, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I don't like it either. I'm uncomfortable with this, so I don't
He actually ate them. They ate them. Like, ate them up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, I don't know. He might get sick.
Good for him, though. I mean, like, I don't know. I remember when I was really young, I did something stupid. And we would magnifying glass, like, fry roly-polies and eat them.
Oh.
Like, as a child.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. But we were like, we fried them up, and so we
popped them. What is wrong with you?
A lot, Jerry. I mean, we've discussed this a lot, but that was just one of the things.
You ate roly-polies?
Yeah. I was like 9, 10 years old.
I don't feel so bad about the crawdads now.
At least they actually cooked the crawdads.
I'm thinking of your girlfriend right now who kisses you.
Well, it was years ago. I've brushed my teeth since then. It's fine. Yeah, never got sick.
Anyway, that wasn't what we were going to talk about. I just was like looking at my phone. I was like, I don't know anything about crawdads. I don't know if it's safe to eat them if they're coming out of some random sewer pipe.
Well, it's like a southern delicacy, but this.
I guess if you boil it, if they have anything inside them, it's going to get killed. If you boil them long enough, but still, I don't know.
That's gross. I don't like
that. You know, I don't like it either.
Keep
he's grounded.
Keep an eye on
As soon as
him.
I get home today, he's grounded. I grabbed a bite with my buddy the other day. Yeah, they had gotten a new puppy. I mean, this thing's like 6 months old, but somehow the dog got into an office closet and pulled out a wedding album that was in the closet. And proceeded to chew it up.
Oh, no.
And it's an album because they were married, like, I don't even know, probably early 2000s. So
yeah.
It's pictures.
Yeah, real life pictures.
It's real life pictures printed from Walgreens or something. But it's real life photo from in this scrapbook. And the dog got a hold of it and just chewed the bejesus out of it.
That's heartbreaking.
Oh, his wife is devastated. Because there's no digital backup for these pictures. He's saying there was something like 500 pictures in the album, that from ceremony to reception to family portraits.
Is it all gone?
Pictures with like grandparents and stuff that aren't around anymore, shredded. He's like, there's a handful in there that are still salvageable. He's like, but a majority of them, I mean, he's like, we weren't home for a couple hours.
Yeah, and the dog got the goods. Yeah.
The dog was like, this is getting my chew toy. So just destroyed the wedding album. I was like, well, what do you do? I mean, you got a puppy. There's nothing you can do about it. But it's just one of those moments you're like, damn it, why'd we get a dog? Why in the world did we get a dog?
It's rough.
It's rough. It is. Rough. So if you guys have a story about what your dog destroyed at your house. I see lines are ringing. Josh, do you have one before you get phones? 303-691-1649. You guys on hold, hang tight. Do you have one by chance?
I do. So my sister, she and her husband raise and breed golden doodles, okay? So this was about last year. They had the mother dog, and she got into my sister's purse. So not only did she destroy the purse, but my sister's purse was air-tagged. So she, in case she ever lost anything. So the dog swallowed that air tag whole. And immediately my sister and her husband took the dog to the vet. And they're like, do we need surgery? Like, what's going on? And the vet was like, hey, you know what? Everything looks intact there.
It too shall pass.
I think this dog can pass it. And so they were able to follow the air tag as the dog for a couple days. Passed it safely, and we all watched it on a live stream, essentially, as the dog was able to safely get rid
pass
of that.
It.
But she completely destroyed her purse, her wallet,
fancy
her
purse,
credit cards.
Like,
I don't know
designer.
What it wasn't like a Gucci or anything, gotcha. But it was, it was a nice purse. But the whole thing was ate the credit cards and the air tag. And that was when I was like, you know what? I grew up with dogs my whole life. I'm very glad I don't have one right now.
They can be little terrors for sure.
Well, it's expensive just to even get your dog checked of what they're eating and full of air tags and things like that. So.
Right. When they're eating really bad things, you got to go get the x-rays. You're like, yep, there's the air tag. What a great endorsement for Apple, though, that your dog can eat it and pass it. And it's just
survive
fine.
Stomach acid. So,
Perfect.
Pass it safely.
All right, guys. What did your dog destroy? We want to hear about it. We want your stories. If you want to call in and tell us what your dog destroyed, all based off a lunch I had with my buddy the other day, and his new puppy got into an office closet, pulled out a wedding album with about 500 photos, and proceeded to make it his biatch. Completely chewed up all the wedding photos. He said his wife is devastated. What did your dog eat? 303-691-1649. Ron wrote in on the text line and said, after my grandpa passed away, I inherited his handwritten recipe book that had been in the family for a long time. One afternoon, my puppy chewed through the entire front and back and ruined several pages before I caught him. Devastated, he said. Yeah, there's no replacing that one for sure. I've heard of dogs, too, like knocking over cremains. And somehow yeah, can you imagine? Can you imagine? No, Fluffy. Hi, Angela.
Hey, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So did you have a dog wreaking havoc in your house?
I did. You know, I didn't grow up with dogs, and so I got this roommate who had a Rottweiler puppy, and I was like, okay, I can handle this. And I didn't understand the dog ways. So I come home from work one day, and I look out in the yard, and the puppy's just tossing all sorts of toys around, like having the time of her life. Like, I'm like, wow, she's got a lot of new toys. And I look, and it was about $470 Victoria's Secret bras that were being tossed around the backyard like a dog toy.
No!
So yeah, I mentioned it to the roommate, and she looked at me like, your fault for leaving the bras out.
Yeah, it is kind of your fault. But my God, you're right. Those are not cheap bras. And the dog, dogs are perverts too. They go after... They go after that kind of stuff. So that is a funny story, Angela, and I think we all have a visual right now of a dog with a bra in its mouth. So, hey, yep. you have a super dupes weekend. We appreciate you calling in. Take care, Angela. Here is Jacob. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're pretty good, buddy. So do you have a dog that caused some problems?
Yeah, so I had two blue heelers, and this was kind of my fault as well. I had them in an apartment. You know, heelers have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So I had them keep them kenneled. One day I came back from the eye doctor's, got a brand new set of Oakley's $500 sunglasses.
Oh, no.
I came home, put them on the counter. I was like, okay, I got to go back. I got to go to King Soopers. I leave, come back, and the case is on the ground. The dogs got out of my Alcatraz kennel prison I had them in, and they chewed through the lenses, just destroyed it.
No!
Yeah. And there was a second, same dogs, did a second occasion.
Yeah.
So I came home, they got out of Alcatraz again.
Jeez.
And they got into my bedroom.
Yeah.
They dug a hole through my memory foam mattress.
Uh-huh.
All the way down to the bottom.
Good God, man.
And then they put their toys inside of it.
Sure.
Stuffed them down in there. And then they peed in it. And then they stuffed the blankets back into it.
Why were your dogs so mad at you, Jacob?
I don't know.
What did you do to
Maybe
those?
Because I kenneled them.
I was going to say, they're probably pissed at those kennels, man.
Yeah. And, I mean, I felt bad, but.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you got to know that they were trying those sunglasses on first before they destroyed them. You know did. Like, do I look
dogs
cool?
Dogs have a sense.
Yeah,
dogs
they
have
really
a sense
do.
Of what you love. And they're like, I think I'm going to destroy that.
Yeah, it's mine now.
It's mine now. Jacob, that is what we're looking for, buddy. Really appreciate the phone call. Have a great weekend. So funny. And Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hey, you. I'm just reading some of the texts that are coming in. No name, 213 said, our lab somehow got into the pantry while we were at work and tore open a 25-pound bag of flour.
Ooh.
She said when we got home, it looked like a crime scene, and there were little white paw prints all over the house.
It's like the Hansel and Gretel leave the breadcrumbs, right?
Yeah, you knew where the dog was because the white powder was everywhere. My God. All right, Maria, tell us about your dog. What happened?
Well, this was when I was single in the 80s, and I had a Stafford Bull Terrier pit bull.
Yeah?
She was a puppy, and I had brand new nurse's shoes that cost me over $100.
Oh.
And this was the 80s. That was a lot of money, $100.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I came home. She not only destroyed my shoes, I mean, to pieces. I could never put them back together. They were so bad. And she also made she decided to chew a hole in my wall in my spare room.
Good God.
And I was like, I can't believe she did that. She never did it again. She was a good dog, but she, just those two things, it really was something.
It was just that one-time thing with the wall. The dog was just curious. She's like, I wonder what that wall tastes like. It went in after it. Maria, thank you so much. Very funny. A couple more that quickly came in on the text line. Somebody said their golden retrievers swallowed not one, but two TV remotes.
Oh, that sucks.
Josh, did you have any you want to read?
Yeah, this one's funny. This one actually just came in from Christine, and this is so bad. I can't even imagine this. She said that she hung her bridesmaid dress on the outside of her door as she showered. She came back, and she says, little Pomeranian, which, by the way, I've had a Pomeranian.
Oh, yeah.
Worst dog ever. Completely unraveled the bottom half. And she goes, we had to same day ship it to try to fix it. And it still looked bad.
Oh.
That's horrible because you're the one ruining the wedding. You don't look good as the bridesmaid.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh. That dog would immediately go up for adoption.
Yes,
I think. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we'd like to give you a little sports update. Sports update. JKJ style here at Mix 100. You're going to soon be able to play Stranger Things and Squid Games and Bridgerton mini golf from the comfort of your couch. Netflix is launching a new multiplayer video game that is simply called Netflix Mini Golf. Onto their streaming service, and what it is, it's kind of a mix of mini golf and pinball. It's got 60 different levels, and it's all set in those worlds of their iconic TV shows, Stranger Things, Squid Games, and Bridgerton. Built for true athletes, I would imagine. This is my kind of golf right here. Comes out the 28th and will be available for free for all Netflix subscribers.
All right, I'm into it.
Kind of fun. Yeah. I think the Stranger Things one.
That'd be
would
cool.
Be kind
Do
of
they
fun.
Put you in the upside down?
Yeah, put me in the upside down.
That'd be cool.
And how about Shaq? Shaq was spotted cruising around some lake in Texas in a 1964 Chevy Impala.
I gotta see this.
Wait, what? Yeah, it's a boat. It's a boat that looks like a 64 Chevy Impala.
What is wrong with it?
The guy's really bored and had a lot of money. It turns out it's a custom-built boat just for him. One of a kind, and is there a price on this? Oh, no price, but I would imagine.
It looks exactly like what Snoop Dogg rolls around in.
Yeah, exactly. that's for people with a lot of money and a lot of time right there.
What do they call it, the frickit money? Yeah, that's what it is.
It's frickit money. Oh, there you go. There's your Shaq update. What you got, Josh?
All right. Well, Jer, you can finally thank the high heavens and celebrate because this will be the last time that I'm talking about the World Cup.
Oh, hold on. Yeah!
You've been quoted saying you think it's been, 6 months, I think?
They've been playing for 6 months.
Yeah, they have. It's been a long, long time. But finally, Sunday, the final game against, champion Argentina and the European champion Spain will be played. And that is going to happen this weekend. And the halftime show is actually pretty interesting. It's going to be an 11-minute landmark halftime show. That's what they're saying. It's a landmark event. And Madonna, Shakira, BTS, Chris Martin of Coldplay, they're all going to be there. And guess who just joined them late? Justin Bieber. He will be there as well.
Bieber's
going to
be there?
And this is weird. It says alongside the characters of Sesame Street and the Muppets.
So
it's not just Justin Bieber. It's Sesame Street characters and the Muppets as well.
And Cookie Monster?
I think he'll be there. So I'm not sure what they're going to be doing or how that's going to unfold. But anyway, it's going to be a spectacle. So maybe you will want to sit down and watch
that. I kind of
want to
watch that.
On Sunday.
And I heard Post Malone's going to be there too, right?
He's doing the closing ceremony. So I think it's the same day, but it's the halftime show.
Gotcha, different.
Versus the closing ceremony. Well, all that being said, with the final game being here, 1 in 4 Americans that were interviewed of 2,000 people said that they think they could score on a World Cup goalie. Do you think you could score a penalty kick on them?
Yeah, I played some Little League youth soccer.
Wait.
Would that be called Little League soccer?
What?
I played youth soccer.
What age?
Yeah, I was young.
And you could score on a
goalie?
But
I played for like 5 seasons.
Oh actually.
You
got to
put the spin on it. You got to kick the ball just right that you put the swing.
How do you
spin on it?
How do you do that?
You kick it on the side.
Kick it on and you, okay.
You put the spin on it. You got to put the stank on it.
Okay, so you are one of the four, one in four people that think you, all right, you're one of
all
the 25% because
yeah.
of the spin that you
put
on there.
Got to put the spin on it.
All right.
Me and Cookie Monster, we got to do
it. Put the spin on it.
Katie just called, and I was like, throwing the brakes on everything. For those of you that don't know, Katie is off today because she had to pick somebody up from the airport. This guy that she's madly in love with from Chicago. She has been freaking out over the past week. So much anticipation, right, Josh?
Oh, I mean, my goodness.
Preparing with the tans and the waxing, and she had to take today off so she could mentally prepare this morning, and we said, hey, call in. Call in with an update. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, gosh.
Are you,
good morning, guys.
Are you mentally prepared? Has everything worked out for you this morning?
I don't think taking the day off was good for me. Like, I have been so scattered all morning.
Really?
Like, the thing is I want everything to be so perfect that as I'm getting ready today, there's so many things I'm looking at that I'm like, well, that's not perfect. So I'm trying to fix it, right? Like,
yeah.
I walked out my door and my front door was dusty. I've never even looked at my front door before. And
oh,
I was
yeah.
like, well, that needs to be cleaned, you know? So just little things like that. I was out on my baseboards. I was mopping floors this morning where I didn't hit it. But not only that, then I'm like super nervous about this. I mean, you guys hit the nail on the head. I have been just like overthinking the situation for a good month and a half now.
Maybe a little bit with the dust on the front door, but
I know, I'm serious. But no, and then as I'm like trying to leave and trying to put everything away, I drop my entire brand new, and this is not a first for me, in a container of creamer on the floor.
Oh,
now I have to
say it ain't
again,
so.
He can't come into a house with creamer on the floor.
No.
You know? So it's just like, and trying to get out of the house by 8:15. That is when I need to leave to be there in time, in my opinion. And it is 8:30 by the time I finally leave my house. And he's already called me and told me that he's there.
He's landed?
He's there waiting
oh, hold
for
up.
Me.
Hold up.
He's there waiting for
what
me.
What time was his flight supposed to be in?
It said, itinerary said it was supposed to land at like 8:36. And so,
8:36,
you know,
and you, hold
yeah,
on,
you
let me puzzle this out. And you
okay,
thought
okay.
leaving at 8:15 from Lone Tree to the airport would have gotten you there in rush hour Friday traffic by 8:36. But you're, but he's already there. So he's there. He's landed and
I
he's
know.
Waiting. And you're,
I know.
And you left late, so about how far out now from the airport are you?
Like right now, I think 20? I'm about 15 minutes.
Katie!
Wait, that math
ain't...
Oh, I know.
So,
you know what?
This...
I really hope he just thinks it's really adorable.
You're, no, we already talked, we thought this was
he's already at the bar.
Bat.
He's at the bar. He's at the bar waiting for you.
And that's okay. I messed up first, but oh my gosh, I'm so beside myself
you know
right
what,
now. So
you know
I'm
what
literally...
the bad part is? Is this ruins your whole you being there.
Yeah.
Like you've
no,
been painting this picture for us for the past few days that you were going to be there standing, waiting with open arms, and he was going to run to you and embrace you.
And so now I have to roll up in my car from the 1900s and try and impress him.
I'm going to tell you right now, I bet you he's already bought a return flight ticket and he's standing in the line.
No.
He's sitting
He's going to be like, you're so cute. You just got so much on your mind. You just go. Look at you. Just go. That's what he's going to say.
He's sitting at gate A17 right now, a direct flight from Denver to Chicago. He's heading back.
He's going back to Chicago.
No, he's not. Oh, my God. You're not even going to believe it. I literally just hit traffic.
Oh,
shocked. Not on a Friday in Denver.
No.
I'm
heck?
Shocked.
What the heck?
I think it's going to be fine.
It's going to be great. I guess we probably, I'm guessing, well, I don't know. We might do one more check-in with you. See where you're at a little later in the show, maybe.
Okay.
Or not.
All right.
Or maybe not.
Okay.
Hey,
all right.
Real quick
you just
question.
Let me know.
Real quick question. What color underpants did you end up choosing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I don't even remember what kind I put on. I told, my mind just went somewhere else with it. I don't know. They're gray. Is that okay?
Gray? I don't go sit to sexy with that.
Shoot.
You gray? Picked the wrong ones?
Out of all the colors of underpants, you picked gray?
But they're cute ones, and they match. They're like a matching thing, you know? So it's like, they're cute.
God, I hope you got a return ticket immediately.
What do you say, Jeremy? Bless
up,
your
Jerry.
Heart.
Bless your heart.
Shut up, Jerry.
Bless your heart. Have fun.
It's going to be fine.
Have fun.
Thanks, guys. Right, I miss you.
Well, we...
Have a good Christmas. Bye.
You bet.
5 questions.
2 players.
1 winner.
I'm a winner.
Who's getting crushed today?
I can't wait to crush you people.
It's time to play Katie Crush, Crush
with JKJ.
It's Jeremy Crush today. Katie is off, so we're going to try something a little bit different. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hi. What are you doing this weekend?
Going up to the mountains.
Oh, good for you. Whereabouts?
Dillon.
Oh, you're going to Dillon? Dillon, Silverthorne, yeah. Frisco area?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Go have some fun. They've got some really good breweries up there. I don't know if you're into drinking beer or not, but...
I am, although Pug Ryan's closed.
I know!
For like 50 years. What am I to do now?
I know. I saw that. I don't remember the names, but there's a couple in Frisco, especially on the corner of Main Street Frisco. There's one there. I don't remember the name of it, but have fun. That's a good time.
Thank you.
So tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
So I have 2 little girls, and I do student placement. So I place nursing students in hospitals.
Oh, that's good. That's good work. Good for you. Do you want to give your kiddos a shout out?
Sure. Yeah. And then Zoe. Hi, my beautiful girls.
Oh,
and Zoe. How old are they?
They're 4 and 7.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. So you're a busy mama bear.
You
aren't
are.
You?
Wow.
I'm in the thick of it. Yeah.
You definitely are. Well, good for you. Well, it's nice to meet you, first of all. Here's what's going to happen today. Since Katie's not here, you're going to be battling me. So Josh is going to give you and me the same 5 pop culture trivia questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to me. Because we made up the rules here. But sometimes if I'm in a really good mood, I still hand out the prize. So I'm still trying to decide if I'm in a good mood today or not.
So. Okay. Well, maybe they'll be easy questions and I'll know them.
Yeah. Maybe. Josh came over with them, so I have no idea. So what
he's
I'm going to do, I'm going to leave the studio. Josh is manning everything right now. I'm going to get out of here and let you guys play, and he'll call me back in when it's time. All right?
All right. Sounds good. Perfect. Get out of there.
Get him out of here.
Hold on. Give him 1 second. He's getting out. get out of here. Get out of here.
Slow.
I should have told Lindsay to tell him get out of here. All right, Lindsay, you with me? You ready for this?
I'm with you. Let's
Perfect.
Do it.
Perfect. All right. Question number 1. What grooming company has the slogan, "The best a man can get"?
Gillette?
Very famous. Okay. And by the way, I'm not going to let you know whether these are correct or not until we get Jeremy back in here, and then we can ask him, okay?
Okay. No Perfect. Problem.
All right. So question number 2. Lady Gaga, you heard of her. She starred in A Star is Born alongside who?
Oh, my gosh. I can see his face. Bradley Cooper?
Yes. Right. Okay, question number 3. What's the name of the alien in the new space movie Project Hail Mary?
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. My husband has the name of the alien.
No phoning
Xerxes,
a friend.
Xerxes. I had no idea.
Xerxes. Okay. All right. No, that's a good guess. I like it. Okay. Now, question number 4. Which movie famously quotes, "There's no crying in baseball"?
A League of Their Own.
I like that. Said very confidently. I like it. All right. Finally, your last question. What was the name of the bunny in the movie Zootopia?
Judy Hopps.
Good, good questions. All right, I'm going to bring Jer back in here. Hold on. I'm waving him back in. Come on in, buddy. Come on. Yeah. All right, okay. Hey, there he is.
Hi. Hi.
All right, so really quickly, I do want to ask you, Lindsay, how do you think you did?
I think I got 4 out of 5.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Well, all right. Are you just saying that to throw me off, Lindsay, or do you really feel good? Are you there?
Oh. Lindsay?
Oh, no! Did Lindsay drop off?
No.
Oh, that's funny. Well, Lindsay, try to call back. I guess in the meantime, you can give me the questions.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Call us back, Lindsay. All right.
Call back,
so,
Lindsay.
Okay. We'll keep going. Jeremy, question number one. I've never done it this way.
It's already screwed up because Katie's not here.
Dang it, Katie.
That's
all
right.
Right.
Give me the first one.
Question number one. What grooming company has the slogan, the best a man can get?
Gillette.
Okay. All right. That is correct. Yes,
yay.
Sir.
Oh, hold on. Phones are ringing.
Oh.
Hey, is this, what was her name?
Lindsay.
It's Lindsay, yeah.
Hey, where'd you go?
I don't know. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh, weird. Okay, well, we're back. I guess I just got the first one. What did she say?
You did. She said Gillette as well.
Oh.
So, perfect. You guys are tied 1-1 right now.
Haha, suck it, Lindsay.
Question, oh, geez. Question number two.
Sorry. I'm competitive.
Lady Gaga, she starred in the movie A Star Is Born alongside who?
Oh, I hate this guy. My wife loves him, though. Bradley Cooper.
Yes, sir. That's correct. And Lindsay, you also said Bradley Cooper.
Hey, good job, Lindsay.
All right. So 2-2. Close game here.
You're 2-2.
Question number three. What's the name of the alien in that new space movie that came out this year, Project Hail Mary?
I have not seen it, and I have not read the book. There's an alien named Bradley Cooper.
Yes! No, sorry. No, sir.
I haven't seen it.
No, sir. Lindsay said Xerxes or something like that. That is also incorrect, unfortunately.
What was it?
We are still tight. It's Rocky.
Oh, Rocky.
Rocky, yeah. All he right. Looks like a rock, so there we go. Question number four. Which movie famously quotes, "There's no crying in baseball"?
Oh, that's Their League of Their Own or something. Their League. Their League of Their Own.
Yeah, A League of Their Own, yes, obviously.
You're
going
to give it to me?
Yeah, I mean,
their League of their own?
Yes, you
a
missed
League of Their Own.
One
okay.
More. You got it. Lindsay also said A League of Their Own.
Hey!
This is, okay, geez, this is close. It all comes down to this one.
Oh.
What was the name of the bunny in the movie Zootopia?
Oh, hell if I know.
You're not a Zootopia guy? With your daughter?
Yeah, the kids have seen it. I don't know. Bradley Cooper.
Incorrect, sir.
That would be not right.
No, Lindsay, what was it?
Judy Hopps.
Judy Hopps.
Judy Hopps.
Yes, ma'am. Well, she's Hopps. She's a bunny.
That's a dumb name. What was the final score?
Let's do the math here. 1, 2, 3, 4. To 1, 2, 3. Lindsay got 4, and Jeremy got 3.
Damn it.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy.
Lindsay, good on you.
Oh, good job, Lindsay. Whatever.
Even though your phone dropped off and we couldn't hear you, you still got the W.
You still got the W.
Yes, even with the handicap.
You're funny.
Oh my God.
That was fun. I see why Katie gets a little stressed about this.
Is it a little nerve-wracking?
A little bit.
Never
it's
been
a little
on that
bit. Well, Lindsay, it was really nice meeting you, and thanks for having some fun with us on this weird version of The Crush. Here's what's going to happen, though. We're going to throw you on hold, and we'll come back and give you those tickets to Red Rocks, so you're going to have to go find a sitter, because you're going to have a night out on us.
Okay, that's awesome.
It is super awesome. Very nice meeting
you.
Have a good weekend. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.